Okay, so get this right. I'm on one of those like AI health websites just messing around, and it starts going on about how insulin resistance can mess with the electrical system of your heart. The
Really?
electrical system. Like, I knew our hearts have a beat and all,
Right.
but an electrical system, I never thought about it like an actual circuit board.
Yeah, it's not the first image that comes to mind, is it? But it's actually a pretty amazing system, a real feat of natural engineering when you get down to it.
Right, and I figure our listeners are all about getting to the good stuff quickly.
Absolutely.
So, no time wasted. Let's deep dive straight into this whole insulin resistance and heart connection.
I'm game. What do you want to know?
Well, what's the deal? How can something that seems like a blood sugar issue mess with our hearts in such a, well, electric way?
Okay, so at its core, insulin resistance is about our cells not responding properly to insulin, which is key for using glucose as energy.
Like our cells are being stubborn.
Yeah, like they've got their headphones on full blast, ignoring insulin, knocking at the door, saying, "Hey, let me in. I've got this energy delivery for you."
And that impacts more than just our blood sugar, right?
Exactly. It's like a chain reaction, and then one of the major places it hits, the heart's electrical wiring.
See, that's what blew my mind. And the AI tool, right? It listed like seven ways this can happen.
Seven, that's right. And some sound way more complicated than they really are.
Okay, good. Because, full disclosure, I'm no cardiologist. Lay it on me.
So take ion channel dysfunction, for instance. Sounds intense, but it really just means those tiny channels controlling electrical signals in your heart muscle cells, they're getting thrown off.
Like a short circuit?
Kind of. Imagine it like dimmer switches that get stuck. The lights can't turn on or off properly, so the signals get messed up.
And that messes with our heart's rhythm.
Right, exactly. Then there's autonomic nervous system imbalance. Your heart has the gas pedal and brakes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Those are the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. And insulin resistance. It can jam the gas pedal down, make it super sensitive, and then wear out the brake pads at the same time.
Whoa. So we're talking like driving with a lead foot and faulty brakes. That's scary.
Not a good situation.
No kidding. So I'm starting to see how this ties into heart rhythm problems. What about the other ways insulin resistance messes things up?
Right, so there's fibrosis and remodeling. That sounds super technical,
Oh.
but it just means scar tissue builds up,
Yeah.
disrupting those electrical pathways. Like trying to drive down a road full of potholes, your heart signals struggle to get through clearly.
I'm guessing that's not good for our hearts.
Not good at all. And then we have things like calcium handling abnormalities. Basically, the heart needs calcium for those electrical signals to work.
Makes sense.
But insulin resistance messes with how the heart uses calcium.
Not helpful.
Nope. It's like throwing sand in the gears. And then there's oxidative stress, basically. Too many damaging molecules, not enough good ones to clean them up. And your heart cells get worn down.
Okay, so far, so very not good. We're up to what? Five ways this is messing with our hearts.
Five down, two to go. Microvascular dysfunction is next. That just means the tiny blood vessels supplying your heart's electrical system aren't working right.
So they're not getting what they need to function.
Precisely. Imagine a city's power grid failing to power, like the hospitals and the traffic lights.
Definitely don't want that.
Exactly. And lastly, there's metabolic disturbances. Basically, insulin resistance makes it hard for your heart to use energy the way it needs to. Another blow to its rhythm.
Wow, it's like insulin resistance is throwing a massive rave in our hearts, and no one told the heart how to actually have a party, so everything's a mess.
It's actually a pretty good analogy.
Right. But speaking of things not working right, the AI mentioned a bunch of actual heart rhythm problems that this can lead to. Arrhythmias, right?
Right. Arrhythmia just means your heart rhythm is off.
Is that always bad?
Well, some arrhythmias are minor, some are serious, but it comes down to the fact that your heart, at its core, is an electrical organ. When you disrupt its power supply or the way its signals are supposed to travel, you risk scrambling those signals.
This has been such an eye-opener, but now I kind of want to know, like, what do we do with this information? Should I be freaking out about my own heart right now?
This is where it gets important. See, knowledge isn't about freaking out, it's about asking the right questions.
I like the sound of that.
What's cool about tools like that AI assistant is they get you thinking, right? They make you say, "Huh, you know, that's really interesting. Maybe I should ask my doctor about that." This information empowers you to have a more informed conversation with your healthcare provider.
So it's not about self-diagnosing, it's about like self-advocating, being
Oh, yeah.
informed. Man, I feel like I learned a lot today. Who knew something that seemed so technical could actually be so, well, interesting?
Right. Our bodies are incredible.
They are. All right, everyone. That's it for this deep dive. If you want to learn more, and we know you do, check out the show notes for links to everything we talked about. Until next time, stay curious.